John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Scheduled to be joined shortly by interim Vanderbilt football coach Todd Fitch. And Joe, got to be a really interesting week for Todd Fitch. I mean, obviously Derek Mason let go after seven seasons at Vanderbilt. Todd Fitch has come in year one as an offensive coordinator and now is put in a pretty tough position to try to get this football team ready to play this week, hopefully ready to play at some point against Tennessee as well with two games left in the season. Obviously not the way Todd Fitch envisioned this going, but a tough challenge for him now in a difficult spot with two games left.
Yeah, look, there's no way it's easy in for anyone who's in this situation of being the interim coach of a football team after the head coach was fired. It's also Todd Fitch's first year in the program,
right?
Which probably increases the difficulty. And then, by the way, you guys are playing Georgia Saturday, you know? And then, I mean, it's just, we've been talking about this year. Then you're playing Tennessee, I guess, on December 19th?
I guess.
I mean, it, like, the whole...
I guess they're announcing that Friday, like, officially, I guess, the
right.
SEC office.
Right. So, I mean, it's... no way it's easy. And there's obviously a lot of stuff going around, so... appreciate him joining us.
Absolutely. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in interim Vanderbilt football coach Todd Fitch. Todd, what's going on, man? Thanks for joining us.
Oh, how you guys doing this morning?
We are doing great. Appreciate you taking time. And obviously, Todd, a really tough week for you and your coaching staff with Derek Mason being let go. What's this week been like for you as you try to transition into this new role heading into a game week?
Well, you know, I think a couple of things. You know, Sunday, obviously a very emotional day for the program, and then trying to keep some sense of normalcy with our schedule, and then here in the last 24 hours, you know, diving back into the game plan, you know, getting ready for a game this weekend at Georgia. So, you know, there's been a lot of emotions, but I give our players credit. You know, yesterday's practice, I thought we had pretty good focus, and, you know, the attitude was good. And so, you know, just trying to, you know, keep everybody going in the same direction and have great preparation for the game this week, because ultimately, as I've told a lot of people the last couple of days, it's about our players. It's about putting the best product on the field we can, and I think the group we have out here working with us will do that, and just been looking forward to, you know, helping these guys have a great 2 weeks to finish this season up.
Yeah, I mean, I know this can't be easy for you, Todd, for anyone in that building, like you said, for the players. I know sometimes you know, in-season firings, you do see teams kind of galvanize, you know, maybe even sort of like play for the coach who got fired, but also very difficult, of course, like you said, emotional. What have you seen since Sunday from the guys, and how difficult is it also when you're, by the way, you know, playing Georgia Saturday, you know, one of the best teams in college football?
Yeah, sometimes that opponent makes a big difference too, doesn't it? But I think this is a unique year. As you know, everybody knows the story's been told for the last, you know, 6 months, 7 months, that there's been so much change, so much day to day. You come to work every day, you don't know what you're going to get, you know, in terms of COVID or this or that or schedule. Like last week, we show up on Monday at 5:30, we're done game planning, you know, first and second down for Tennessee, and they tell us, oh, by the way, you're playing Missouri. You know, so there's been a lot of curveballs thrown in every college football team in the country that I don't want to say that the guys are rolling with the punches, because this is a different situation, obviously. But there's been enough situations where we've had to change, adapt, and keep on moving that you know, it's probably kind of made it easier, you know, because there's been so much of that during the course of this football season.
So, Todd, how do you personally and your staff approach these next two games and trying to keep your team focused, given all the distractions in play, not only just with the news of this week, but also, I mean, COVID and everything that's come along mm-hmm. with it? How do you guys kind of hone back in here and get focused on these next two games?
Well, you know, you like I mentioned earlier, you try to keep them in this, you know, some sense of a normal schedule, first of all, because structure helps everybody. And so I think that's critical, and we've done that with our guys. And, you know, the thing, you know, I talked to them about, hey, if you love football and you love to compete, doesn't matter what the situation is, you're going to, you know, when you're between the lines and you're in a meeting room, hey, that's the most important thing you got going on, and that's what we want their focus to be. And at the end of the day, I've talked to the players that I've talked to, you know, just individually. You know, it's about your team. It's about your teammates. And that's the one thing I think we have to stress to our guys, that when you get in these situations, it's always about your teammates. You know, it's about the players. But when these things happen and these are unfortunate situations, that they need to rally around each other. And, you know, and it's a, you know, cliche, hey, play for one another. But, you know, that's all you have right now. And there's a lot of instability. There's a lot of questions for everybody in the program. But, you know, if you galvanize yourself around your teammates, that's the best thing you can do. And, you know, and that's what we're trying to focus our guys on, and making sure that, you know, we're all in this together. And, you know, the guys we take on that bus over to Georgia here in a couple of days, they got to have one purpose and really tie to one another and make sure that they leave it on the field and make sure that they do everything they can that their teammates can count on them.
Todd, there have been some reports of more opt-outs. I know you guys have had some opt-outs and some – I mean, you've been, you know, very close to the threshold and at times under it in terms of players available. Do you have enough guys to play Saturday?
Oh, yes. Right now we do, yes. You know, we've been close all year. Obviously, you mentioned that, you know, just with our early year opt-outs and everything. You know, as this week progresses, you know, there's obviously multiple COVID tests that go on during every week. So, you know, it's always touch and go, I guess you'd say. But right now, you know, as of yesterday's practice and this morning, we have enough to play. And, you know, we're you know, that's our mindset. We're going to go play. And one thing I'll say about, you know, Coach Mason and the whole course of this year, you know, there were times that, you know, we were really down numbers, but, you know, hey, we our obligation was to go put a team on the field and play. And, you know, we never complained about it. We just went out and did our deal. And that's the way we're going to continue to the process here.
Interim Vanderbilt football coach Todd Fitch on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Todd, obviously a guy you've worked really close with this year, Ken Seals. What have you made mm-hmm. of his evolution in this offense? What's impressed you the most about your freshman quarterback?
Yeah, probably there's always that growth cycle, you know, from game one to, you know, game five, six, seven, you know, you see growth, you know, decision-making and, you know, game slows down a little bit. All those things are natural, but probably the thing that's the most impressive for a young guy is, you know, he's able to let the good, you know, go, and he's able to let the bad go. You know, he gets frustrated if he makes a mistake like everybody, but he has the ability to bounce back, have a pretty good attitude, and stay kind of even keeled. And that'd be the one thing, because that's hard to do now. It's, you know, it's hard to forget a bad play or not get caught up in your successes. Also, those are both ends of the spectrum you have to be able to manage. And then, you know, you always wonder how competitive a guy is. You know, I mean, you don't know him. You have never coached him. But for a young guy, and it's been, you know, tough, he's had, you know, a lot of challenges. He, you know, he's had some mistakes that, you know, he'd love to have back earlier in the year, obviously. He's been able to bounce back and stay highly competitive, and that's a great trait to have.
Todd, obviously a lot of focus on the kicker position for this team. You know, Sarah Fuller makes history, kicks off for you guys. She's on the roster again this week. I know that Riley Gay also is a guy who, of course, former kicker, who going through testing to potentially join the team. What can you tell us right now? Who will be on the field for you guys Saturday? Will you have both of them or just Sarah?
Well, you know, right now, as you mentioned, Riley's, you know, going through everything and, you know, is trying to see where he's at with that. I would assume we'll have both available, but we probably won't know that fully till, you know, maybe Thursday or so, just because of all the things that have to happen with it. But I'm hoping, just, and it's nothing particular this position, but I'd treat it like everything else. I've told the staff we want as much competition, as much depth of every position. So if we can have both in the roster on Saturday, it certainly makes us a better team. And we'll evaluate this week, go forward, and see what gives us the best chance to score points. And, you know, that's how we'll handle it. But I'm hoping we have both of them, because watching yesterday, they both did a good job in what we asked them to do. And, you know, hopefully we can have both at our disposal on Saturday.
And I know Riley's been a medical student, but there's still, I guess, football or athletics-related things that he has to go through? Because I know students have to be tested too, but is that correct?
There's multiple things. There's, you know, obviously the medical part, things like that, and then, you know, just the paperwork with eligibility and all that kind of stuff that you have to make sure you're on par with. So I think those things will get worked out. And so we're looking to, you know, have both of those people available for us and, you know, give us, you know, it's good to have two to make one if you need it. So that's kind of my hope as we go forward and on to Saturday.
So, some people, Todd, have viewed the Sarah Fuller thing as a publicity stunt. You know, obviously a lot of attention on it last week. What can you tell us about the decision to add her, what you saw from her, what the reaction has been? What is your, just like your overall view on this situation?
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, when you're within a team, you know, and last week at this time I was down the hall teaching third down blitz pickup like I just left. So, you know, we got our kicker position was wiped out, obviously, with the COVID situation. The way I understood it, you know, there was nobody around on campus. And so that situation was approached. She wanted to do it. And that was, you know, the best option. And literally, you know, there's a lot of stories out there, but it was never a distraction. Our players were all in. They just wanted somebody who can help us win a game, you know. So she did a great job, you know, coming over and working with us. Obviously, you know, something like this turns into a big story nationally, which I get, you know what I mean? And it's a unique situation. But, you know, within the walls of the building, people are just trying to find guys and girls, obviously, that can help us win games. And that's sometimes what, you know, people lose sight of. When you're in the middle of it, there's not a lot of, you know, I was never a part of a conversation where it was anything to do other than find somebody who could kick it through the uprights, you know, and kick off. And that's how I looked at it. And then as this thing's taken off over the last couple of days, you know, it's taken on a life of its own. But really within our program, anybody we add to the roster, anybody we bring in, Riley, her, we're just trying to put the best product on the field, and that's how I look at it. And unfortunately, with the world today, with, you know, Twitter and all this stuff, you know, things get accelerates and you can't stop it. But, you know, we just want to focus on the team. Anybody that's on the roster, anybody that's on the bus, you know, we'll talk more about this. It's about the team. It's not about an individual, because that's my obligation to this group over the next 2 weeks to care about the players and the team. And everything else, you know what, I can't control it, but we'll make sure we control the message within the building.
Interim Vanderbilt football coach Todd Fitch has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Todd, really appreciate you taking time to join us, and good luck on Saturday.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Absolutely. So that clears that up right there.
Well,
I mean,
hey, look, listen, there's some people who anybody can say whatever they want, and they won't want to believe it.
Yes.
You want to believe what you want to believe. But, yeah, I mean, I think the fact that Riley Gay, I mean, they approached him last week as well. You can't instantly have him on the roster. There were things he had to go through. And it'll be interesting this week. You know, listen, Riley Gay is a guy who's been a successful kicker.
Right.
And certainly I would say, based on his track record versus a soccer player who just started trying the position, he's a better option. But they have both of them. And, I mean, to me, like, if they're playing Georgia, and we know how the game is probably going to go, right? It's not going to go well for Vanderbilt. But if you get late in that game and you score a touchdown and you send out Sarah instead of Riley for an extra point, there's some people who would be upset about that. I don't see why. Like, why not give her a chance to kick an extra point? Is that a problem?
Not to me. Especially if this game goes the way I think it's about to go.
Right. I mean, again, like, I agree the idea of, like, have the best possible person that you can do.
That's
so,
what you got to do.
Yeah, no question. But it's kind of like if you're in a basketball game and it's a 25-point game, don't the walk-ons come in?
They do.
But, this is the trolls. The trolls are going to find a way to be pissed off about something here.
You just really hammered down on the mute button yesterday. It was impressive.
The mute button is a great thing. And I, first several years of Twitter, I didn't know about it.
I don't think it was there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I don't think it's always been there.
I don't know this.
It was definitely a late addition.
Yeah.
Okay. Because blocking people gives them satisfaction.
Correct.
Muting people is just, they don't
even. They're screaming into the wind. They don't even know.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Because I'm a person who struggles with just ignoring people when they're screaming at me. Is that easy to detect?
When we come back, we'll react a little bit more to what Todd Fitch has to say there and revisit an earlier topic of conversation as well. What makes Derrick Henry so dominant in the month of December. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.